Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Captivate Insider, behind the scenes of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host, brought to you by Rebel Base Media, the creators not only of Captivate.fm, but of course of podcast websites, the world's number one WordPress platform for podcasters, Podactivity, the little stealth interaction startup, and Podcast Success Academy. I'm your host, Mark Asquith, CEO and co-founder of all of the above, and I'm bringing today to you a brand new feature as a Captivate.fm user. It's actually a bit of a feature upgrade, actually. So welcome to the show. It's always great to be able to bring this to you. I am, of course, in San Diego, ready for Social Media Marketing World and ready to jump on a plane out to Podfest in Orlando over the next week. So if you're at any of those two conferences, swing by, hit me up on the app Hoover. Just let me know if you're around. We'll get a beer, we'll share a drink, whatever you want to do. If you're at Podfest, come by the booth, grab a t-shirt, grab some of the swag. It's going to be fun, and come to our talks at the events. Now, today we've got a bit of a feature update for Captivate Sites, which I'm going to get to in just one second. But before I do that, just a quick reminder, of course, that we bring these feature releases to you every single week as a Captivate podcaster. And if you're not using Captivate for your podcast hosting, analytics and marketing needs, then you really need to be checking it out, because it's really making waves in the industry. You know, we're really putting a focus on helping podcasters to grow. And I know what we've got coming up over the next 3 weeks as well. One of the fantastic positions to be in as a bootstrap startup is that because you guys are supporting us so readily and so well, we can reinvest that back into generating more features. We've just taken on Pierre and Ethan as our brand new developers, which means we can get even more out to you even quicker. So I'm just looking right now at our project management platform, and I can see exactly what's coming up over the next few weeks. And I know that you are going to love it. Now, like I said, we've got a bit of an update to our Captivate Sites function coming up in just one second. But just a bit of a heads up that this show is about to embark on a bit of a growth spurt of its own. You see, I think it was probably last year, we had the idea for a very specific type of podcast, a podcast about podcasting that was unlike any other. And Captivate Insider is becoming that show. So we're going to be actually expanding this show. So it's not just a bit of a behind the scenes, a bit of a feature release thing, but we are going to expand it into a long form podcast that covers the podcasting industry in a very unique way. So look out for that. We are going to be slightly upgrading some of the cover art, changing up some of the website for Captivate Insider, and so on and so forth. So do go ahead and check that out as we start to release that, and I'll keep you posted on that one. So let's get to the feature release for this week. So like I said, we do these every single week. Usually we do them on Tuesdays, but every now and again, we ask for a couple of days extra grace from you guys, which is what we've done this week. So this is, of course, going out on Thursday, the 27th of February, 2020. And what we've done this week is something to do with Captivate Sites. So just a quick recap for you about what Captivate Sites is. As a podcaster, you know that you need a website for your podcast. Now, if you use WordPress, either self-hosted, or if you use podcast websites, our managed WordPress platform, you know that we've got an amazing tool called Captivate Sync, which links up with your podcast sites and will really make it easy to keep your podcast hosting flowing through your own WordPress site. So you get all the functionality that you'd expect on your own WordPress site. You can manage your podcast over on your WordPress site, or you can manage your podcast over on Captivate that will sync to that site. And it does a great, great job. But if you don't need a big WordPress site, so like for Spark of Rebellion, which is my Star Wars show, we don't need a big WordPress site for that right now. So we use what we call Captivate Sites, which is an automatically generated, absolutely beautiful looking, fully device responsive built-in podcast website, which is generated for you automatically by Captivate. You can link your own custom domain name. You can customize it. You can add your own color palette. It will pull through your podcast player in your own branded color palette. And we include this all for free on all of our plans with Captivate. But one of the things that we'd left out, and we purposely left this out, one of the interesting challenges that you find when you're building software is, what do you put in and when do you put it in? Because there's always someone wanting something. And we knew when we did Captivate Sites that one of the big trade-offs that we had to make, because we were building Captivate Sync, behind the scenes, we had to provision for people having their own URLs for their own podcast episodes. And we had to do that on Captivate Sync first because it was the most complex part of that puzzle. So we got that right. And, you know, from day one with Captivate Sync, you've been able to link it up to your WordPress site and have a custom URL per episode of your podcast. Well, today we've rolled out the ability to do that with Captivate Sites. So what that means is that your Captivate website, as of today, so if you look at Spark of Rebellion or Captivate Insider's website, you will see that each episode has got its own URL. It's got its own SEO title, its own meta description, it's got its own shareable slug, its URL. It's got its own image. Now, this is really, really cool, and it's not a feature that is something that is game-changing, but it's a very completing feature. It's something that, you know, you've wanted, it's something that we've wanted to bring to you, and it means that Captivate Sites now truly act as a complete website for your podcast. So you can share the URL to any given episode. And it works wonderfully in terms of responsive devices. And of course, it will just work out of the box for you. It respects all of the color palette, but it's actually quite powerful in that it gives you the ability to do your own custom search engine optimization as well. So this is a really strong feature release. So if you're using Captivate Sites, it's massive for you. And I'm using it, like I said, I'm using it for Captivate Insider, this very podcast, and I'm using it for Spark of Rebellion. So go and check those out, sparkofrebellion.com, and you can just get a feel for how that works, all right? So go and check it out. It's a big, big feature, but it's something that, you know, we're not saying this is an epic feature because it's just something that we should do, okay? So like I said, if you're using Captivate Sites, the second you update anything on Captivate, whether you save your show settings, whether you upload a new episode or edit an episode, it will generate these single episode pages for you and they will be available to you, okay? So if you're a Captivate Sites user, it's a massive, massive thing. Now, next week we've got something else coming, which is the first product release from our brand new software engineer, Pierre Finnemore. Really excited to be able to get that one out to you. So until next week, until the next time, if you are at Social Media Marketing World, stop by and say hi. If you are at Podfest, stop by and say hi as well and come and grab some swag at the booth. And until the next time, thank you for your support and keep on doing what you're doing, all right? It means a lot to everyone and it means a lot to the world that you are sharing your voice. So until then, adios. Bye-bye.